This is Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats, WBCS. It's Friday night, we're live. We got SmackDown in the background. They figure out their draft. Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him, Big Mike.
It's Roman Reigns.
Acknowledge him.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday night. It's Big Mike coming at you with Casey. We got a great show for you.
Mm-hmm.
Got Big Ed calling in a little bit. We're going to introduce you formally to Florida Man.
Well, sort of, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to cover a wide range of topics. We have some sad news we're going to report tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for Big Ed on that one.
Yeah. Talk about the Bucks this past weekend.
Yeah, taking the L. That was knew that was going to be a tough game. Knew that would just be not a favorable matchup. But, you know, I'm fine with losing a game in September. It's the ones in the later in the season are going to
matter.
Those
are the ones that hurt bad.
Yep.
The interesting game will be the Rams and Cardinals this weekend. Two more undefeated teams.
Yeah, you know, well, their whole division's, pretty good. And that Kyler Murray, man, he's pretty amazing. Little guy just running around, just making plays.
So that might be one to tune into. On the NASCAR front, we have Talladega this weekend.
Yes.
So wondering what kind of carnage we'll see.
Oh, it's my favorite track.
Oh, hey, Big Ed.
Hey, Big Ed.
Hey, what's up, you chuckles? Yeah, I've had some good times there. I got some good stories. I had a state trooper one time just point to me and then point to the gate. It was like no words were exchanged.
Was that on as you were leaving the track, or was it in the stands?
That's as I was shooting mortars off on turn four.
Oh.
Parking lot.
Yeah.
After the race, he's like, you know, he had enough on his plate. He didn't need me to. He just looked over at our party, pointed to us, and just pointed to the gate. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. He wants to leave.
They're like, yes, sir. Gotcha. I would say that's one of the biggest party tracks on the circuit.
I'll tell you. Yeah. That one was a party. That's when I came back. I think the first time I drove my Cadillac down to my other CTS. And I parked by turn four. And I'm like, oh, this is a great spot, you know. We party with these dudes. We go to the race. And we all start assembling back. And my car is just covered with track rubber. Melted, greasy rubber that blew off, that would fly off the turn over the bank and onto the ground.
Or your car.
Yeah, well, my car. And I'm like, ah, this is why nobody parks here.
Right. You found out perfect firsthand. Sense.
Yeah. So I put my wipers on and it's like a big
just
smear.
Just smeared it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like it's spent rubber. So all the oil is seeping out of this thing. I ran it through a car wash like six times just to get the window clean. But yeah, Talladega, though, just the way they go around the track is amazing. It just bumper to bumper, 180, 200, you know, depending on what package they have. I'll just say 190 for argument's sake.
Yeah, we'll call it 190.
It's still pretty fast in my book.
I think your sight lines are better as a fan in the stands. The sight lines are better at Talladega than they are at Daytona due to the fact there's a whole lot less going on in the infield as far as structures.
Yes, I would agree with that. Plus it's a little wider, so you see a lot of four wide is not uncommon to see it for a few laps, you know,
for the brave souls who do so. And I think we'll see some of that this weekend. You know, we're right in the middle of the round of 12, so there's a lot of that. You got guys that are on the outside looking in, two Hendrick guys. You have William Byron and Alex Bowman looking in. They're out. It looks like Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson should transfer okay into the round of eight. But hey, we got Talladega and we'll see what happens. So that's one of our sporting events this weekend. I think a good weekend for sports. Hey, Big Ed, what do you have on TV back there? We can hear it pretty well.
Yeah, I just realized. Usually I get rested. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Well, you know, baseball's anyway. Just wrapping up pretty much regular season. Rays clinched their division.
I think the Rays, with the fact that they did not put the Twin City banner up in Tropicana Field, was a wise move. I think that would just sour the mood.
Look, I'm going to go on record. Sternberg is the biggest clown in the history of, like,
sports ownership.
Yeah. You're ruining a great opportunity. And look, Montreal can't feel like – they have to feel like, oh, we're doing this again. We're going to just bring in a baseball team with an owner that's going to alienate the city again. Because Montreal –
is that what happened with the Expos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When that art dealer bought it, he was such a shyster. Allegedly. He absolutely ruined the relationship of the city and the team, and people stopped going. People used to go to that Expos games. You know, that was a hot ticket.
But because the owner being a D-bag.
Yeah, and then he just let a lot of good talent go. They wouldn't re-sign anyone.
Got cheap.
He ruined that franchise. Baseball basically took it over, moved it to D.C. with the Washington Nationals, and then he bought the rights to the Florida Marlins, which are now the Miami Marlins,
right?
Because the Marlins owner wanted to buy the Red Sox. So it was like this whole big thing that went down. They let this guy buy the Marlins, and, I mean, he was not a good owner for them either. I mean, he cost the city like – a lot of money, about $1 billion to build that baseball stadium. And he put nothing.
Yeah, you can't always look at – I mean, I understand it's a business, but, you know, you're doing it – you have to have a little heart, you know, for the sport. And
I agree with that.
Because the fans
– I understand it's a business, but there's a point where there's got to be a line where how is this going to affect the fan base? Because that's what will happen in my
– Well, look. All you have to do is listen to the radio and you know what's going on here in Tampa, because every advertisement, the first thing they say, we are proud partners and supporters of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it just stops right
they
there.
Don't, they, no There's not, the race.
No, because the owner's such an asshole that he's alienated corporate sponsorships, which you need. That is a big lifeline, because they're going to buy the suites. And
they're going to buy tickets in the stands.
Buy tickets.
Sure. They're going to put people in the. They're going to put people in the stadium.
That they're missing that money. Now, look, he's not losing any money owning the Rays. They could have no one going. He's still making money because they have
a TV. The TV packages.
TV money, and with Bally Sports, they have a very good contract with them right now. I mean, they have some of the highest viewerships of any market in the country. The Tampa Bay Rays.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, they pull like almost the same market shares, you know, your Boston, New York, and LA teams. Anyway, so good luck, Rays. We got the playoffs, so just don't let that jerk distract you. Just keep on winning. So,
and that, I'm sure that can become very distracting as a player.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but look at Brock Lesnar. Like, he doesn't look nearly as intimidating as he used to. I mean, he's still a big dude, and he could beat the crap out of me, but...
His hair. It's his
hair.
Yeah,
get rid of that fucking gay haircut.
It's like...
And you're not Mick Foley. Get rid of that fucking flannel.
Yeah.
All right, that's my two cents.
Yeah, the little ponytail thing, just...
You know, it's like, we got the beat, we got the beat, we got... And he bounces his head back and forth. You know, that's what it's for. We got the beat.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, so did you guys see the story?
I've been crafting that all week, waiting for this moment.
Yeah,
great job.
Not well really, done. Just...
Were they going to compare man buns? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, so there was a guy
in Turkey, and apparently there was a search party formed, so he joined them. The search party was for that guy. He was helping these people for hours.
Find himself.
To find himself.
Now, tell the fans how he got lost.
Well, apparently he was drinking, so he was a little buzzed. And
or maybe a lot drunk.
Yes, and then he went off in the woods.
It was time.
Yeah. Yeah, he woke up at the fry station.
What do the Turks drink? What's their booze of choice?
There is something called ouzo.
Ouzo, yeah, we could say that, just stereotyping. I don't think there could be many Turks that'll be offended that are listening right now.
No. They drink that over there too.
Yeah, ouzo.
But don't the Greeks drink that too?
Yeah.
And the Greeks and the Turks
are almost like the Sambuca kind of thing,
right? And they're not like best buddies either.
It's not as thick as Sambuca.
Correct.
So it has like a little licorice taste to it.
Yeah, but it's really got a lot of lot of kick. No, it's you know, it's probably 86 proof, so you don't.
Oh yeah, you don't need much.
No, it's.
And if you put a little water in it, it turns it milky.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, Mr. the Lost Turk probably had quite a bit of this.
He did.
So, search party. How do you think that went? Hey, fellas, what are you doing?
Well, we're looking for some dude that's lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can help you with that. I like finding people.
Well, tell me something about this guy that we're looking for.
Hey, he sounds familiar. Yeah, he's about 5'10".
Did you guys read the whole article? There was a similar incident in 2012 with a Japanese tourist, a woman, who got lost in Iceland, and she helped the search party, and she couldn't even recognize her own description. You know, black hair, slanted eyes. Now, in Iceland, everyone's got blue eyes and blonde hair.
It did not say black hair, slanted eyes, Big Ed.
No, but how could she not know the description of her? She's a Japanese tourist in Iceland where they're all Nordic features. Blonde hair, okay, is my point.
Yeah, a bunch of Vikings running around.
It's like salt and pepper, and you're the only piece of pepper in a pile of salt, you know?
Oh, well put.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say. Who you, Riker? You Riker dish? Who's a Rost? Who's a Rost? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, a little Japanese lady. She's about, I don't know, your height. Oh. Same kind of eyes. Oh, that crazy. I help. You know? What the fuck?
Well, here, look.
Here's a picture. Oh, yeah, she pretty.
Well, I have with us Behan Mutlu, the gentleman who went missing. I have him here to maybe help us give us a little bit more detail. So just stand by as I try to get him locked in on the phone here with us. Behan, are you there?
And this is Behan.
Hey, all right.
Well,
welcome to the
podcast. Hey, fucking Motley.
Long time listener.
All right.
Once was lost and now he's found.
Hey, that was my story.
Yeah.
You guys hear about my story? Is it good?
It's a great story, Behan.
Yeah.
I was drinking too much ouzo and I wanted to help. I wanted to be a bleeding heart. Like. And so I came and my friend said, hey, you want to help a man find some guys? I go, who are we looking for? He's like, a guy wearing like a blue hat, red shirt, black jeans, real tight.
He like a yours.
Were you like, okay, hold on, let me run home, grab some beers first.
And we were just hanging out with our friends and we're doing some snaps and we did some fucking bong hits.
This is a good time, dude.
Man, we have a good time. I said, party. Is this really a party? Who are we looking for? And he goes, after like 3-4 hours of partying and everything, it was great. I mean, Man,
you go, hey, McClintock, nice party. Where the whiskey?
I so we drink more ouzo, and there were bitches and broads everywhere, and I was getting sidetracked. And you know what's funny? They said we were looking for a man named Behan Mutlu, and I go, who the fuck you looking for? Bela Murhu. And they go, that's me, motherfucker. That's me. What are you talking about? I go,
you found him.
You're looking for me for 3-4 fucking hours? I've been here the whole fucking time. God damn, we've been partying, smoking fucking weed and shit, man. I wanted to get some fucking drugs and shit.
How that lost?
It's some fucked up shit, man.
Well, yeah.
So how did you guys get my number?
Oh, the internet. Google.
God
damn. Googled you.
Well, this is amazing. This is amazing stuff. I'm playing with my pussycat right now.
Well, you're a big event here. Like, everyone was talking about it this
week. You've got to be shitting me. Is that how you say that? You shit on me? You shit on me, right?
No. Shitting me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you say shit on me. Oh,
No. The act of taking a shit is shitting, so we're shitting you.
Oh, thank you. God damn, this fucking ouzo is good shit. From the Greeks.
So
fucking moron.
Christ. Hey, you guys, what else is going on over in your fucking neck of the woods? You guys are fucked up people, man. You're fucking president. I can't even go in there. I drink, so I was just fucked up.
Well, things are going to get better here because now Dog the Bounty Hunter is going to find this.
Oh, he's my fucking hero. He looks like my grandpa, Thaddeus. He's a fucking hero in our country. He's a drunk.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
He's a drunk like me, but he's got like fucking only two teeth. That's it.
Something like that. So, yeah. So we have some missing person here in our area, and Dog, the Bounty Hunter.
The dog Bounty Hunter, one that lost his wife like a fucking year and a half ago. He's still working? I'd be retired with all that insurance money he got on his old lady.
Well, maybe he spent it all.
Yeah.
Just the insurance on the titties alone is enough to retire.
Oh, he let the broad get to him.
Yeah, she had some big old fun bags.
Oh, meat. Sweater meat. We're in the sweater meat in Turkey. It's fucking awesome. You see a big nipple come out of the sweater meat? Oh.
Well, I was partying with you Turks.
Oh, man. You guys into that in the U.S.?
Of course we are. Is that what you're doing on your search party, looking for sweater meat?
I would pinch in my nipple and my wiener got really hard. It was weird.
That will probably do that. Yeah.
Oh, I'd say too much on the air, don't I? I'd say
that's
too.
Okay. Behan, they'll let it slide here in this country because you have an accent, and people assume that you don't know what you're saying.
Shit on me. No,
right. Yeah. So you're fine.
I get it. Oh God, fuck me and goat ass. Sorry. God damn. Oh, so what do you guys drink over there when you guys party on you? This podcast, this is so cool. I'm borrowing a friend's phone from this little internet cafe. We don't have very good signal here in Turkey. We make fucking great, great carpets.
Yes. Is that like one of the important exports of Turkey?
It's bullshit. It's all from China. Don't let anyone fool you.
Oh,
China.
You heard it here first, folks. China even took their jobs.
But I'll tell you what, we love KFC in Turkey. It's fucking good shit. Turkey is good. And don't ever eat that tuna from fucking – I heard Subway has bad tuna.
They have the greatest tuna, Behan. I hate to disagree with you.
That's weird that he just came out with that.
You got to be shit on me.
Yeah, Behan speaks some –
You got to be shit on me. You got to be shit on me. That's fucked up. Oh, goddamn.
Now, in the tuna, you want to shit on the tuna.
Oh, yeah, I could shit on tuna. Yeah, it's big fucking tuna. So I hear you got problems with your governor. I'm a big wrestling fan. And the Wrestling Federation over here in Turkey is crazy shit, man. We heard about some guy named Sucker Slam. The Sucker Slam, is he really a big celebrity in the U.S. of A?
I think you mean the Subway Slam.
Yeah. Oh, my, pardon my accent, party.
No, he's definitely notorious, we'd say.
He's running for governor.
Yes.
In the state of New York.
Apparently he's been to jail and escaped.
He's had four running mates already.
Not sure why anyone's not looking for a guy that escaped from jail, but
I don't know anything about politics, but I know about broads and beer and barbecue. I think we could have a good thing.
That's the t-shirt I'm wearing. It says the same thing.
Broads, beer, barbecue.
No,
yeah.
No shit on me. No shit on me.
Yeah, I'm not going to shit on you.
Okay, nice. Well, after you drink all that shit, you will shit on me. I know you will.
Maybe.
Hopefully not. That would be kind of weird.
Well, guys, I'm not paying for this phone call, so I got to say thank you for calling me.
Hey, thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining us and explain what really happened over there.
Yeah, they found me after we were drinking, and I didn't know they were looking for my ass. So thank you. Thank you for calling me, and thanks for shitting on me. I appreciate it.
All right, keep partying on.
Party on.
Hey, that's an old movie, American movie in the 90s, Wayne's World, right?
Yes.
With Bucky Bartokomus? Is that who that was?
Yeah, you got that. That was Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that Bosom Buddies? That was Bosom Buddies, that's right?
Bosom. I thought it was.
Perfect Stranger. Oh, Perfect Stranger. Wrong TV
I thought that
TV
was
show.
Yeah, Sweater Meat.
Sweater Meat Buddies is called.
Yeah. Oh, Sweater Meat Buddies.
Yes.
Oh, that's never seen that one. I got to put it on Hulu. I will check it out on Hulu.
There you go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Turkey.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We just keep outdoing ourselves here on Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. So, ladies and gentlemen, fans and friends, hey, send us an email. Drop us a line on the old Twitter machine. How would they do that, Casey?
They just, use that @ at Beer Seats.
And if they wanted to send us a lengthy email about how great we are?
Oh, you can email us at the show at warmbeerandacheapseats.com.
First international caller, Behan. Yes. What was his last name? I didn't catch the man's.
Mootloo.
Mootloo. The man who searched for himself.
He did.
He can party, man.
It kind of explains.
That does explain why people were looking for him.
Why he was so confused, not realizing he's.
Yeah, he sounded pretty confused. Aren't we all trying
to? I mean, aren't we all just trying to find ourselves?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter helping the FBI. I feel like that was a sign of the apocalypse. When I saw that.
I think Dog said they'll find this guy by the end of the weekend. I think that's the latest. They moved the goalpost a little bit.
Who's giving Dog tips that the FBI wouldn't be getting?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the FBI looking for this guy.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Dog the Bounty Hunter says, I got this.
I got this. Dog's like, fuck you, FBI. I had my own fucking TV show.
I think
show.
He's more trustworthy. Maybe that's why people feel like they could confide in him.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that would do well with a secret, with the 35 fucking cameras right behind him.
Yeah. Not the best way to keep a secret, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So here's my question. My question, are they filming this? Is Dog, does he have a camera crew following him? Does he have, or a cameraman?
Oh, like if, this is going to be used for his new reality show.
Yeah, this is an upcoming show. How I found whatever this Lauderdale guy's name is.
Yeah.
Brian Lauderdale. Is that right?
I think it's Laundry.
Laundry. That's it.
But it's
Laundry.
All crazy spelling.
Dirty Laundry. He's some Dirty Laundry. No. But Dog was saying, I saw on the internet today, I didn't get to read the article. It's kind of busy at work. Didn't have time to screw off today.
Right.
That Dog is saying that the guy's alive.
Yeah.
Because Dog knows.
Yeah, Dog knows.
Hey, he knows
but their locals are saying there's no way anyone could survive that swamp. There's no way.
Well,
there's too many critters.
I'm thinking it was like a red herring saying that he went camping in that park and he never went camping there to start.
Correct.
That was just to send people one direction because he wanted
to. So he can go the other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a distraction. The old sleight of hand.
Yes.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Wag the dog.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Jimmy Mike. What's up, guys?
Jimmy Mike, you just missed that. Did you hear our international caller? Were you listening?
No. Who was talking? Who was talking? I missed. I just plugged in. What's going on?
Yeah, we had a drunk Turkish guy that was
Turkish guy with clown shoes.
I think he was just buzzed.
Yeah.
And he had the big red nose.
Behan's our guy.
Behan? What the fuck kind of name is that?
I guess it's Turkish.
Hey, listen, just don't shit on him.
He's working on his curse words.
American slang. Guy likes to party though.
Damn, it sounds like fun, man. Sounds
yeah,
like
guy was talking about boobs and barbecue and beer.
Sweater
and
meat, yeah. Nipples.
Orzo.
So he's
the big three.
So he was listening
beers, barbecue,
to the podcast boobs. A couple weeks ago about Scooby Doo and Velma.
Oh, yeah. We should have asked him about that. Maybe we can
get
him to call back.
I have a feeling we'll hear from this dude again.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He said he listened to the podcast.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's awesome. You got fans?
We got Turkish fans now. Sure. Well, at least one.
Yeah.
How Canadians, Turkish and fans. Australia. You guys are hitting
it. And England, don't we have British fans?
Oh, you got British fans too?
Canada.
Yeah. Well, Canada's kind of like.
Yeah, but I think we pissed like them off. We haven't had them in a while.
Blame Canada.
We didn't say any anti-Canadian things, did we?
They got good black velvet. That's good.
Well, I don't think so.
So, what's new in the neighborhood down in whatchamacallit, in podcast land?
Well, actually, we have some sad news. We have to announce the passing of Petey.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. This is sudden.
Yes.
It was. It was a big shocker to see him just floating there.
You know what? Hang on. Okay, he's gone, but is the show going to still work? He was the fucking front man.
He was the mascot.
I know. This is what I thought about when I heard about Petey dying.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
Like getting kicked through the balls.
What happened? Did he just get some bad news? Did he have some bad Chinese, or what happened?
Tough to say. He didn't say much. He had a bit around. I think he was, heroin.
We're waiting for the autopsy.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
The tiny autopsy.
Yeah.
Oh, Petey. He was eating all those shrimp.
He might have got some bad shrimp.
He kind of looked like Elvis in 77. Just bloated.
Wow. Well, his probably cholesterol probably was high with eating
all
the
shrimp.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So he was still popular and they loved him, but he looked rough. He got a hard time swimming to the top.
Man, he went out like the king, man. It was a heart attack.
He was the king.
Yeah, he was trying to take a shit and he died.
He died. Damn.
Pushing too hard. Should have more fiber.
Legends never die. They keep going.
The one thing I'll always remember about Petey is that women wanted him and men wanted to be like him.
Hey, do you think it would just be appropriate to have maybe a couple moments in silence for him?
Yeah, let's do that so we can move forward and get another Petey. Get Petey Jr.
All right, move into silence.
Did Petey have illegitimate children?
Oh, yeah, at the fish store. I'll go find him. There's a Petey Jr. out there. There's a Petey the Third.
There's probably a tadpole.
Hey, didn't Petey do some time in Korea? Did he have some illegitimate kids out there?
I don't know what kind of traveling Petey did, but traveled in his tank.
Petey got lost in the tank, and Big Ed was looking for him, and then Petey went and helped Big Ed find himself.
Wow.
Whoa. Did they have a search party for Petey?
Yes, the yo-yo loach was involved. Yeah. The scissor tail tetras. I mean, yeah, it was a whole thing.
The shrimp didn't give a shit. They were like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, like, fuck off, Petey.
Wow. Well, he was a bastard as a boss and as a glassmate.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Petey was royalty. He squandered resources and contributed nothing. A true, I guess he's a politician, you know?
He was our king.
Yeah, he was like, like the president.
You sound like you're a little under the weather. You all right?
Yeah, we can talk about that off air. Yeah, rough week.
All right. Well,
with Petey gone, I mean, that creates a power vacuum.
Yeah. Sure. So what's going to happen? Who's going to take over the reins?
I got to go down to the store tomorrow. Maybe get another Petey before these guys go.
I would go on Indeed or something. Maybe that you could figure something out.
How would that job posting read?
Well, you guys are the show co-host. You guys
wanted a frog, real tiny, must be able to survive underwater hours at a clip.
Yeah, that's I think pretty fair.
Okay,
must be okay with shrimp as neighbors. Okay,
yeah.
I got to make that clear this time.
Yeah, yeah. We need.
I'm telling you, that fucker was getting fat.
Really?
I'm telling you, he had a heart attack.
Yeah,
could be.
And Big Ed, you couldn't resuscitate. You couldn't do a AED on him.
No, he was definitely.
I think it would explode.
Yeah, I had to get him out of there before the toxins were released.
Big Ed, did he get flushed? What happened to Petey?
How did you?
How did you dispose of him? That's so horrible. How did you send him on his final journey? How's that?
The guest bathroom, of course, because that's the cleanest one.
So there's no
gave a clean flush down to the old septic.
You know, what, Petey rubbing up against, you know, the turd streaks on the other toilet.
Oh God. Petey.
Yeah, he already had a rough day. Soul. I didn't want to make it any worse for him.
God rest your soul, Petey.
Hey, 9 months is a good run and I learned a lot. Now I'll get another Petey. Well, Petey Jr.
Petey will always be in our heart.
Yeah, those be Petey.
Petey, I miss you from this show and that one show, and we used to give hell of everything.
Yeah, I was really shocked. I'm like, what the fuck? That's Petey. That's not how he looks.
He's the king of the fucking tank.
He was the man.
Now I know how Elvis's girlfriend felt when she said, Elvis, that's not how you look.
You know, maybe we should name it Petey, because also in Dumb and Dumber, the bird that dies.
Yes.
Petey. Maybe wow. A good his name. Head fell. Wait, did Petey's head fall off like the bird too?
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Maybe a little traumatic to talk.
Hey,
to
you know, they're really pushing this Kroger thing onto wrestling every time. You ever notice? You guys get Kroger commercials?
Well, we get Kroger commercials over here right now with we're on Frontier, and we got a Bose commercial.
Yeah,
no Kroger, but Kroger, we do see a lot of Kroger ads over here. They're trying to move in.
We watched the Buck game at Gators over in Oviedo, and the commercial came on. I said, Nico, look, it's Hermie. I swear to God, I thought he was going to wet his pants. He goes, holy shit. He goes, Hermie flunked out of dental school. Yeah, he did.
He sure did.
Now he's driving a truck for Kroger, delivering fresh produce.
Jimmy, they have a Kroger commercial, and the characters look like so many elf characters from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my God.
And one of them is Hermie, who wanted to be a dentist, and the guy that drives the truck for Kroger looks just like Hermie.
Oh.
You know, like a 23-year-old Hermie.
Oh, that's hilarious. So Kroger's big down there. I didn't know that.
They're trying to be. You know, they bought the Harris Teeter.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. I didn't know that. Okay, gotcha. Wow.
Well, you're going to have to look, but I believe Kroger owns Harris Teeter.
They do.
And you know what? I lived in Charlotte where Harris Teeter was headquarters, and they were excellent. They had a very good produce. They had great meat. Their customer service was incredible. And if you took anything back, they give you twice your money back if you took anything back.
Look, there was a Harris Teeter over on 50 over by my old house in Upperville. I used to go to that. That place was great. And they had the full line of Boar's Head.
Well, how could you go wrong there?
Look, right there, that puts you up from a 7 to a 9, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just with a Boar's Head, agreed.
Yeah. If you don't have a good deli, you're not going to bring people in, I'm telling you.
No.
This Dietz and Watson shit, they're balonies. You might as well. I mean, there's fucking dog food better than that shit.
Right.
Although Dietz and Watson has a very good London broil. I give them that. Their London broil is as good, if not better, than Boar's Head.
Because the Boar's Head's London broil is amazing.
Hmm.
Oh, it's so flavorful. Oh,
yeah.
Tender and delicious. Big, big fan of the Boar's Head London broil. So if Dietz and Watson puts up a good, hey, at least they do something right.
Right.
They must. I mean, they hold their own, but, you know, people in the Northeast are real picky on their cold cuts. You know, it took many years for me to get bologna down in Florida. I think like 2000 or 99, like 1999.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time. And other bolognas are just fucking horrible. And I love bologna.
Where's that bologna? So good.
When we brought our patriarch his lawnmower, I stopped and got a sandwich for Tom and I at Publix. Of course, Tom, you know, has to have the boiled ham.
Right.
With Swiss cheese, with the lightest amount of mayo. Otherwise, he's not eating it. And that's it. He doesn't want anything on it. And I got a Boar's Head bologna with cheese and a little bit of mustard and onion.
Hey, he does like
and I got and I got crumbs Swiss. All over the car, and he's like, crumbs, like, get fucking back at me. It's just fucking bread.
Yeah, why not? That could be a t-shirt.
Everybody knows what I eat. You know, I eat like bread. A dog. You know, I just keep going until it's done, and if it doesn't make it in my mouth, it's either on my shirt or on the floor.
You're kind of like Cookie Monster. Have you ever tried using feedback?
I have a bit, but I forgot to bring it to Gators, but luckily I didn't get any food on my shirt. I wore a clean shirt that day.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Yeah, clean shirts are always good shirts.
But to leave an establishment with a clean shirt is the thing.
Ah, that's the key. Yeah. Not just showing up with a clean
shirt. Right. Anyone could show up with a clean shirt, but to leave with it.
That's why you have an extra shirt in your car or your locker.
Well, Jimmy knows Jimmy Mike knows I like to use my t-shirt as a napkin.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, you lift your shirt. You know, if you don't have a napkin, you lift your shirt when nobody's looking. You just kind of give it a little swipe around the belly and pull the shirt down, and no one's the wiser.
Hmm.
Because I don't wear my t-shirts like wife beaters. I'm not going out with my best set of blue jeans and my boots, you know. Like, let's go out and make rah-rah, you know. No.
Hmm. All right.
Anyway. No, I digress.
I think the Subway Slam is trying to call in.
Wow. We could get that latest update. Let's
see. Are you there, Subway Slam?
Hello.
Whoa, there we go. Oh,
Subway Slam. Subway Slam.
What's going on, bud?
Hey, New York's a little bit of a problem, but personally, right now, I'm doing pretty good. Subway Slam's doing good right now.
What's the problem there, Subway Slam?
So we have a few issues in New York City. The first thing is that if you go, obviously you have the Brooklyn Bridge. It's probably the most famous bridge in New York City.
Yeah, next to Verrazano's and George Washington and Throckneck.
Yeah. If you walk down to the Brooklyn, there's a little park, and I found chalk with a bunch of writing that said "Free R. Kelly 2021."
Yeah, that's
careful. Yeah. He touch your wee wee. It's gonna be nice and he likes funny. Feel good. Wee-wee.
Yeah, he's going to be in jail for a long time.
Yeah. He's made some bad decisions. Yeah,
someone's going to touch his wee-wee.
Hey, he can believe that he's in jail.
Right.
And then another issue I have is goes all the way to the Bronx Zoo. I don't know.
Most famous zoo in the Bronx.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, but there was a news story of two gorillas fucking each other in the gorilla exhibit.
Those damn dirty apes.
Yeah, and it wasn't ordinary sex. It was oral.
Wow. I'm sure the families love that.
Yeah.
Turn your eyes, kids. Mommy, what's the gorillas doing?
Where are you getting this story from? Is this from WPIX?
No, TMZ.
All right. No, fair enough. They're pretty reputable actors.
Gorillas giving oral.
Yeah, and then
about time.
So let me ask you this. What did the zookeepers do, the gorilla handlers?
They didn't know what to do.
They decided to join in and, you know, help out with the HJ.
You know what they probably did, because they didn't stop the oral.
They didn't get a hose and just start hosing them down?
No, nope. They just joined in.
That kind of was a wild zoo.
That is a wild zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, really, a new term to the zoo.
Not very, from what I can hear so far, not very family friendly.
Yeah, then you go on to the chimpanzees, and a chimpanzee was using a sex toy.
That's how you get AIDS.
That's how you get grounded.
Planet of the Apes is coming in real life.
It is.
Does the ultimate Karen know that you're talking about this on air?
Yeah.
She knows.
I don't want to get a phone call from her saying, why do you let the Subway Slam talk like that on your show?
Because
you know how the ultimate Karen is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to deal with her every day.
And you may have to deal with her more now.
Yeah.
With the ape story. And the chimpanzee story.
Yeah, we might need like pre-approved
dialogue
beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Oh yeah. She knows about this.
All right.
Subway Slam. Do you still is this orangutan and these gorillas? Are they going to be your new running mates? Since nobody seems to want to.
No. If you didn't see last week's episode, Mr. C.
Burns, listen, not C.
Yeah. Yeah, Burns? I have grammar issues. Steve Burns, Steve from Blue's Clues is my running mate.
Oh my god, he got out of jail?
Yeah,
he was never in jail.
Didn't he say he went to college or something?
Yeah,
that's what people call going to jail.
Oh, well, people go to college to go to jail. That's how it works.
So if you say you're going to jail, that means you went to college?
No. I had a buddy who is a former inmate, and that's what he said. He says, "Well, I went away to college for 10 years."
Nice.
Yeah. So when he would, if he was talking in mixed company, he goes, "I make a reference to it." If he's making a reference to something from jail, he would say, "When I was in college."
Yeah, hey, you know, I like that. At least you're studying hard.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. I was in college for 160 days.
Mm-hmm. Say when I was in college. I picked didn't this like up it. When I was in college.
Yeah, I only did one semester.
That's all you needed, right?
That's all I didn't even want it, but yeah.
You ever notice that the main dog, Blue, is actually a girl and not a boy. And the Magenta, the other dog, is actually a boy. So we've been switching genders.
Oh, they're gender fluid.
Oh, because
yeah.
That's when the indoctrination starts, okay? Just, jeez, you kids don't know.
I thought Blue was a dude.
Yeah, that
is not too. A dude.
No.
Why don't they put bows in Blue's hair then? So we knew Blue was a girl dog. Would that be wrong? Is that wrong now?
I don't know. I don't know why they I don't even know why they did it.
And magenta, that's not a very manly color.
Yeah, I know.
But hey, maybe they're trying to confuse kids.
Yeah, let's get off this exit right now because I'll go off on a tangent.
All right, we don't want Big Ed going off on a tangent. We're exiting the Blues Clues
because I'll mess up these fucking morons.
Wow, strong words. Strong.
Every now and again, Big Ed has to just be Big Ed.
That you do, my friend. 160 days of college.
Yeah, no extra credit.
No extra credit. Be free. I'm sure my friend doesn't mind you taking his analogy there, I suppose. So, anyhow.
Also, actually, there's another situation that's happening in New York where people are doing this. I don't know if it might be a stupid question, but you probably have heard of the app TikTok before.
Yeah, of course we have. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard of TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah. So people now are doing this trend called the Devious Lick Challenge. Now, I initially thought they were licking some stuff. I assumed that because it was called Devious Lick.
Lick Challenge.
Yeah, and Devious Lick is basically the Devious Lick Challenge is basically where people at schools would go to the school bathroom and take some and steal crap from the bathroom. And I don't mean like one piece of toilet paper. No, I mean a soap dispenser, a stall door, maybe a flusher.
How do you hide the stall door up your ass? What's that? Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to ask myself.
Why the hell would you do that?
Yeah, I don't. I'm.
Whatever happened to just getting high and not getting in trouble and just kind of chilling?
Well, you got to make it a TikTok challenge or the kids don't do it.
Yeah, don't worry. People are getting arrested now for doing it.
Well, yeah, because that's called vandalism.
Yeah, and it's recorded. Yeah, it's illegal. It's like they have it on video. They're so fucking stupid.
There's the evidence.
We need to make a change. We need to make a change. We need to lock the school bathrooms.
Yes.
You can't lock the bathrooms.
Yeah, because if you have to poop, what do?
Go shit on the desk.
Jeez, that's kind of aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little much.
Nah, I. Or if not the desk, your own pants.
I don't want to do that either.
What are you, an astronaut?
Is that what they do? They poop their pants in space?
Well, where are you going to go?
Didn't they have like a vacuum toilet?
Yeah, but like in the Apollo days, they
did. No, they had a vacuum toilet in the Apollo days.
How the fuck were they going to move around in that capsule?
You got a turd floating around and
yeah. You got to bat it out of the way. It goes spinning.
You bat it and it splats and you're like, oh, man.
And then you have many turd droplets floating around.
Why did they do that in 2001 Space Odyssey?
That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
Jesus. Well, James, I hope you learn SummerSlam. I hope you're learning from these TikTokers.
Yeah.
Is that
what you call a TikToker?
Yeah, I'm learning not to be a dummy.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning a lot. I'm learning not to be a dummy.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track there, SummerSlam.
Hey, thank you, Big Ed.
I love you like your family, SummerSlam.
Thank you, Big Ed. I appreciate it. And I do not love the Yang Gang, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, well, you're missing out. Yeah,
just to each his own.
There's always room in the Yang Gang for you there, Subway Slam.
No, thank you. He sucks.
I guess you're not getting that universal income.
Yeah, he sucks just like the end.
Well, we probably won't hear from the end tonight.
No, he's had a busy week.
Yeah, he's leaving his bowls at the end of the tunnel.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Leaving his bowls? Is that like some kind of cryptic message?
Yeah.
Leaving his bowls?
Hey, Lucy. Explain, Lucy.
Yeah, it's a message. He left his bowls in the tunnel. Meaning he's missing out. Because I'm going to keep destroying him.
Does New York still have a big ghost problem? I mean, I remember that was a thing in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, we they got
like
a
some crew, guy. Yeah, like these crew guys.
Guys that went around and like exterminated them.
Yeah,
the Ghostbusters. Oh,
yeah. Drove around in a 59 Cadillac.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're still around.
Oh okay, good.
Okay.
See, New York's too spooky for me. Yeah. Too many ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
If it's not the naked cowboy, you know, in Times Square, you're dealing with ghosts too.
The guy you know in his underwear.
Yes.
If you want me to invite them on the if you want me to invite them on the show, let me know.
If you could get Peter Venkman by
all means, that'd be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give him a call. I'll give him a call. See if you can join next episode.
Excellent. All right, that's your task.
Will not
Are you
fail.
Up to that Subway Slam? I mean, you're a celebrity.
Yes, sir.
You should be able to, you know.
I'm able Peter to do Bateman. That.
You have to deliver like it's a campaign.
I will promise to get Peter Venkman on the next episode of Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats.
All right, sounds good.
All right, well, we're looking forward to that. Any final words, sir, Subway Slam?
All I say is that the Rays are going to go to the World Series and not the Yankees because I have no faith in my own team. So,
hey, listen,
hear it here first, folks.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to have any inkling of baseball knowledge to know that one.
But we heard it from the Subway Slam.
Yeah.
It's a big but they're going to lose to the Giants. They're going to lose to the Giants.
No. Look, they have their work cut out for them even before they get done over there.
You should have heard
anything could happen.
Yeah. I just recently read a story about the GM, about how he made his way as the GM and how his success right now is doing awesome.
Well, it was an anime reference on that guy's sign.
Make a reference to SmackDown, folks. So tune in.
There was a guy the other night. Wait, did you send that picture, Big Ed? Someone had like a Fez Watley reference. Yeah, I said like Fez 316. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in there, Subway Slam. We'll hear from you next week.
Hey, no problem. You just didn't get slammed. You just got Subway slammed.
Oh,
there you go, folks.
Ouch, my wee wee.
It's the legend. Big Ed, were you making like some metal musel in the background there?
Yeah, that's actually my coffee. I was trying to get it done because I had the phone muted because the chimes were going off.
Yeah, I heard it. I thought I was like at Westminster Abbey or something. Don't they have chimes there? No?
You mean Downton Abbey?
I don't know. This first thing that came to my mind, that's not always good.
Downton Abbey's not a real thing.
It's real.
Real boring.
There it is.
All right. The timing couldn't have been better. I just sat down, laptop's fired up.
Metamucil.
Page is out.
The Metamucil is stirred up.
Yes, believe me, I'm Metamucil is it's I definitely don't need that.
Everybody can use a little Metamucil, Big Ed.
Yeah. Good for your
cholesterol. Well, I plenty of citrus. I didn't realize how much fiber was in citrus.
Me neither.
Anyway, enough of this medical talk. All right, so this week I'm gonna hit the top five of the Big Ed's must have. But if you want, I'll recap up to you. So number 40 was Aerosmith Rocks. 39, Faith No More, Angel Dust. 38 was The Doors, Morrison Hotel. 37, Leonard Skinner, Street Survivors. 36, Zebra, the self-titled. 35 was Cake, Motorcade of Generosity. 34, The Eagles, Hotel California. 33, Faith No More, Album of the Year. 32, Grateful Dead, American Beauty. 31, James Gang, Rides Again. 30, Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run. 29, Yes, Fragile. 28, Stone Temple Pilots, Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Man, I love that album. Rush, Caress of Steel, The Monkees, Headquarters. Let me scroll up. Number 25, Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind. 24, Pink Floyd, Animals. 23, Rolling Stone, their Satanic Majesty's Request. 22, Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti. That is the most complete album. 21, Highway Robbery. 20, Jimi Hendrix, Cry of Love. 19, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. 18, The Big Wreck, The Pleasure and the Greed. 17, The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. 16, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. Styx, The Grand Illusion. Supertramp, Crisis, What Crisis? 13, Velvet Revolver, Contraband. 12, ZZ Top, Tres Hombres. 11, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, Couldn't Stand the Weather. 10, Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. 9, Rush, Moving Pictures. 8, The Beatles, Abbey Road. 7, Van Halen, Fair Warning. 6, Robert Plant, Pictures at 11. Oh, so number 5, we have the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, 1966. This album revolutionized the field of music production. This album grew on me over time and softened me a bit for my hard rock edge. The most melodic and best harmonies known and really set the bar for other acts such as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones for writing and production. I love God Only Knows and Sloop John B, an English standard arranged by solely by Brian Wilson, along with the rest of these tracks, along with the Wrecking Crew, which is the orchestra. A big endeavor for its time and still stands the test of time where serious musicians are measured up against. 35 minutes of serenity and bliss, and if I was you, I'd listen to this tonight. Number 4, Ozzy Osbourne, Diary of a Madman, 1981. This is by far my favorite metal album. It rocks from start to finish and just kicks ass. Everyone knows about Randy Rhoads, enough said, but you never hear about the unsung heroes like Bob Daisley and Lee Kerslake. Kerslake's thunderous drums on Over the Mountains and Daisley's bass work on SATO makes this one of the most complete metal albums of all time. A strong effort from Over the Mountains to Tonight and Sato, and finishes with timeless Diary of a Madman. Daisley's bass on this masterpiece and Randy Rhoads' double duty on guitar, electric guitar and acoustic, and Ozzy's flawless vocals make this a must listen. And if you feel like you cannot get those 33 minutes back, listen to it again. Number 3, The Beatles, Let It Be. recorded in 1968, but was released after Abbey Road. Let It Be was recorded on film and was to be released as a movie. And you could see the turmoil during the sessions and turned out some great music worthy of Big Ed's top 40. Songs like Dig a Pony and I, Me, Me, Mine. These tracks don't get the credit. They're well-crafted, stripped-down, pure rock blues. Then you have the iconic hits like Let It Be and The Long and Winding Road. Makes this a must-have for this farewell to the Beatles. Ironically, this was released almost a month after the breakup of the group. This was supposed to be the album to bring the Beatles back on the road, but instead they broke up. We were teased with a rooftop performance, which is cut short by law enforcement. And poof, no more Beatles. So grab you a copy of this gem from the boys from Liverpool. Number two, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusions, 1 and 2. I couldn't just pick one. This should have been a double album, so this is my number two. Wow, these just hit the scene just because of the expectations and really delivered. Use Your Illusion 1 sold 685,000 copies its first week, and Use Your Illusion 2 sold 770,000 its first week. A lot of pressure was on these boys to deliver, and when it first came out, I was their harshest critic. And that was because it was very polished. Now 30 years later, I've eclipsed, and it stood the test of time. Both albums are 7-time platinum with 700 million copies each sold in the U.S. alone. There are songs in here like The Garden with Alice Cooper on guest vocals, Locomotive, Coma, Show the Metal Side of the group, and then Double Talk and Jive, Garden of Eden with their punk side, Don't Cry and November Rain for the Battle Oilers, and of course, Live and Let Die and Knocking on Heaven's Door. Shows that they could take classics and make them their own. I could spend a show on this album, but instead you can just go get a copy of these two juggernauts. And number one, ZZ Top, DeGuayo. Yowzer, this is a scorcher, the epitome of Texas blues rock that is a 34-minute assault of listening sensory perception that makes you want to sing along with the Billy Idol fist. This starts with Thank You and goes into She Loves My Automobile, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. And this doesn't stop until you hit Esther Is the One and leaves you wanting more. That's when you know it's a good riff or a good album. That is when you know it's good. This is the pinnacle of ZZ Top and an end of an era of their blues rock. And never seen the Catch Lightning in a Bottle straight up blues rock. Quick download this so you have Quick download this so when you're cutting the grass, you feel like a badass. Those are my 40 must-haves, and I'm just going to mention a few that didn't make the cut, but I could easily rattle on and talk about. Led Zeppelin 2, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, Budgie, Bandolier, any Black Crowes album, Chris Robinson, The Magnificent Distance, Rush, Fly By Night, Alice in Chains, Dirt, Black Sabbath, Master of Reality, Brian Wilson, Smile, Coverdale Page, and Mr. Bungle, self-titled. There you have it.
Wow.
Wow, what a list. Beach Boys made the list. I was pretty impressed.
Pet Sounds was very pivotal at its time.
Oh, big time.
It set the standard for music writing and production. And I mentioned Brian Wilson's Smile, which would have been the follow-up to Pet Sounds. And he actually got with the same writer that he used on Pet Sounds, and they finished this album in like 2004. And to me, is another masterpiece.
Absolutely.
Casey, what do you think?
It's an interesting list. I mean, I like the Ozzy, Diary of a Madman. Let It Be is too sad for me. It's just one of those albums.
Casey, there's some great rips on that thing, though. You can't let it go unnoticed. It's, you know, three Beatles albums made the top 40. That's so much.
Well, it's like the same thing. I can't listen to Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor because it's the end of Led Zeppelin. I just it's just too sad for me.
Hmm.
But Guns N' Roses, we were talking before. Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 were. It was a very bold, you know.
Oh, the. An ambitious endeavor. I mean, it really is a double album, but they, you know, the marketing people wanted to put out as a single album each. So you had to pay, you know, instead of paying $20 for the two of them, you paid $17.99 for each of them, you know?
Yeah.
They fucking bastards. They're such whores. But they were great. I was really rough on them when they first came out, because I was one of the, and I was never that guy that would wait at the record store to get it. But I waited till it was available and I bought a copy of each, you know, right when it came out.
Well, you had one song that was used for Terminator 2.
Right.
Which was You Could Be Mine. And, you know, that had heavy play and you know what? That was like the only really music video that kind of stood out on its own. The rest of the other music videos, they tied into like a story that Axl was telling through music videos that was no one was doing at that time. Like each single they released on MTV with a music video, like there was like an added storyline that had to do with
Axl. Well, they played in the 1991 MTV Music Awards, and before it was released, because Steven Adler was on playing drums on Civil War.
Correct.
I don't know if you remember that. That was 30 years ago. And I'm going, that's pretty. And I remember, I think Jeff Klahane was still here. Because he was a big, you know, everything was the Gunners.
Did Axl then, did he do the, I saw them live and he changed. He did a lot of costume changes.
Yeah, he got a really full of himself for a while.
Yeah,
I think he might still be a little bit more, you know, a little more humble, but he still has a little bit of himself full of still going on. I don't know how else to say.
And then on Unusual Illusion, also Shannon Hoon sang vocals on Don't Cry, which was a childhood friend from Lafayette, Indiana for Axl Rose.
Right. You know what?
Shannon Hoon, for those not knowing, Shannon Hoon was the lead singer of Blind Melon.
Blind Melon, yeah.
And they hadn't really broke out at that time yet.
Well, someone that we talked about earlier, she said there was some stuff that you would have put on there that, you know, because of our age difference. But so I was thinking maybe the next few segments will be I definitely want to do top five live albums that I could definitely come up with some. You know, I think next week that's what I'll do, the top five, you know.
Sure.
And maybe the next week I'll do 5 or 10. And maybe I'll collaborate with you on some of them I'll do a list of 10. And then, you know, we'll figure out what the next move would be for concepts or ideas.
Sure. Absolutely. Because there are definitely things that I grew up with that didn't make the list. But you did have some modern, you know, music on there. It wasn't all just like stuff from the 70s or 80s. I mean, but
this was everything in my collection. That's in my collection. Yeah. You know, absolutely. So
no, I know.
And they're definitely where those 40, you could live a good life with just those 40 albums.
Sure.
Or get those 40 albums and it'll shoot you off into other genres of buying. You know, you might buy other Zeppelin albums or Beach Boys or Brian Wilson solo stuff like Smile, because I'm telling you, if you put Smile and Pet Sounds together,
it's a very similar sound.
Yeah, it could be a double.
Yeah, for sure.
Had a lot of fun doing the list. It was it took time, a lot of work, but it was fun. Listened to a lot of music.
I bet. Well, I think it was a good list, though.
Not bad. And you know what? Next year, I do it again. It could be 40, could be 30 of the same, and 10 different.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, I mean, things change over time, or you discover new stuff, or
yeah, your mind just, you know, you grow up, or I don't know what the word is.
No, and you know what it is too. It's, I agree. It's what you're in the mood for too.
Kind of like I never thought I'd like that Poco, but I really love that Poco. And today I listened to Chris Robinson, The Magnificent Journey, or whatever, The Magnificent Distance. Or I just love that album. I mean, this, what a well written. It's just like such a storyteller, you know?
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that as I was listening to it. I'm like, this is going to be on what didn't make the list, you know?
See?
how the world turns. It's
yep.
Well,
I think we kind of covered it all. What do you gentlemen think?
I think so too. We had some great callers tonight.
Yeah. Thank you for Jimmy Mike and Subway Slam calling in.
Bayhan
hanging out.
Oh yeah, Bayhan. Fucking Motley. He was a trip. The Turkish dude.
Yep.
Maybe we can get him to call in. Bayhan, if you're listening tonight, maybe you can call in again.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's the last of him.
No, I don't think so either. I think now that he's got our number, he knows how to find us.
Yeah, he was like the Turkish Florida man.
That he is.
It kind of reminded me of that MASH episode where they were going to pay homage and have a service for this Greek soldier, and they start playing their national anthem, and the guy comes out of like the post-op where he's like all wrapped up like a mummy, and his arm's like he's got like a 90-degree stint on his arm. And it's sticking out, and it comes out, you know, and they're like, oh, here he is.
Well, you know, do we want to touch on – I guess we didn't touch on Florida Man tonight. Do we save that for next week?
We can still talk about it. We really have time. It's only quarter after.
Let's throw that in before we get off the air.
Yeah, Florida Man.
Yeah. And maybe talk about the Florida Man, I think, is – yeah, the Florida Man Gator, but I think Florida Man's more of a concept than like an individual.
Yes.
Or it's an attitude of Florida, you know? Right? You know what I mean? Like Karen, you know?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so, because I called this guy the Florida Man, but he looks nothing like the other Florida Man. So I'm going, you know what? Florida Man's just
It's a movement.
It's a perception of what people see outside of Florida, like on the news.
They see a guy with
rednecks, and we have refrigerators in our front yard, and
we're catching alligators with boxes.
He actually used his
garbage can.
Oh, the garbage can. That's
his rolling garbage can cart that the municipality issues to you.
Yes,
he got lucky. That could have easily went really wrong.
It could have. The garbage cart was kind of like the buffer between him and the gator. And they didn't show the whole clip on the news, but allegedly he got the gator into the garbage cart and then took the gator to a pond and released him. Probably not a good idea.
What he did is he had the lid, right? He was holding the lid and he kept pushing, and kind of the head went inside there and it got confused, and his tail was right between the door and the side of like the garage, you know? So he gave it a good push. And then it took him everything he had to lift it up, because it had to be a 6-foot gator. It wasn't huge, but it wasn't a little 3-footer.
Yeah, it's gonna be heavy enough.
Yeah, it was heavy. And then he had to close the lid. He had to keep his hand on the lid, and then he walked it across the street, and then down like the maybe he had 50 to 75 feet to get it to the pond or the little retention lake, whatever you guys call it, you know. And then he kicked it over and it left. And I'm going, wow, because I have a video of it. The Fox News has the whole thing. The local Fox affiliate, whoever that was. I tried to post it on Twitter. I don't know. I couldn't get it onto our site.
So Florida Man is more like a spirit.
Yes. It's a concept.
Yeah.
Like Karen. Karen is I told you today had a Karen at the car wash. She wanted to go into the members line, so she's there and she can't the gate won't go up.
Well, paint the picture for everybody. It's a car wash where you buy memberships.
There's two lanes.
Car wash unlimited, right?
Right. And she went into the right lane where it says members only. So the whole idea is the members only is that
I had one.
It'll read your plate and the arm goes up and you go through. And on the other side, the people stop. They got to go through the motion and pay for the wash. And usually there's a person there who talks you through it. And as you're doing it, they try to talk you into getting the monthly thing. So now this thing's backed up 5 cars. It's Karen at the little machine to pay. And then all these other cars. And now the help is there trying to direct traffic. And I went around and just drove up to the gate and I went through and I go, oh, it's Karen. It was a minivan mom she had like some bumper stickers that said, "You're too close to me," or something like that. You know, if you can read this, and just other things that led me to believe, oh, yeah, it's a Karen. And she was all pissed because she couldn't just drive up and go through. And they were trying to explain to her, we have this side so people who already do the monthly can just drive through.
But she didn't want to hear that.
No, she wanted to be a Karen. What, you know, Karen, like, as that guy and the manager
got together.
Yeah, the manager was already there. There was no one else to speak to. So they had to get all the other four cars backed up so she could back up and go into the other lane and pay for her car wash.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah. Well, I already seen there was a problem, and I just went the other lane, the pay lane was open. So I just went through and the arm opened because I'm a prepay. I told you, I get my car washed every day, whether it needs it or not. It's raining. I'm still going through.
Hey, you're getting your money's worth.
Oh, I think after the second wash, it pays for itself. And it does a really good job. And actually, if you go around, you could go and they have vacuum stalls. They have the micro soft towels, whatever you call them, the microfiber towels. They have window cleaner. They have interior cleaner. They have air fresheners. You know, I mean, I think it's a great idea. And there's a guy up the street, and he's such a dick. And he's going to – I guarantee you this guy's going to be closed. Casey, it's on Aloma and Forsyth. You know where that 7-Eleven is?
Yep.
It's in that plaza where the Aldi and Ace Hardware is. And now down the street, there's another one. And they do a shitty job. Like, you'll sit there, wait for your car to be dried, and then it's already spotted. And when you say something to them, they give you like, oh, you know, like, I'm the dick for saying something. So, you pay a $20, $30 for a car wash. I'm like, well, fuck this. And when that place opened, I went through, I'm like, this place is the bomb. All the jets are spraying whatever chemical or water. You know, there's not one with that limp dick one, and it's shooting, and it's missing your car. You know, when I go through, I watch. I'll tell them, like, hey, you got a jet, you know, try to be constructive. You know, hey, even if you get your car washed after you fill your car up, what is it, $12? That's like the premium. Still $12. I don't know. They're definitely proactive. They have a maintenance guy in there. He's tuning or tweaking the jets or replacing whatever. There's always, you know, there's always a dozen cars getting, you know, doing the outside.
Well, I feel like there's a bunch of them that just popped up in Tampa.
The
new car wash.
Yeah, there's one over here by the by Studio C, Bubble Down Car Wash, kind of the same concept as that.
Yeah, that's been there for like maybe 2 years now.
Yep. Decent car wash. I've used it a time or two.
You know, I'm so over like hand washing the car. It's just, you know what? The car's already 6 years old. Not that I want to treat it any less, but it looks great, you know, for a 6 year old car. And the fact that if you keep it clean, then, you know,
Yeah, it's easier to maintain.
Yeah, when you bring it in for the trade, at least you're going to get, you know, the most, provided you take care of it mechanically. Which, by the way, I bought the bearings, both of them, for $112.
There you go.
And brakes. So it was $167 with delivery. It should be here any day. I get
my Where'd you get it from? Rock Auto?
No, the other one. They were both similar. No, this one.
Carshit.com?
No. Another guy. It was like $5 less than the AC Delco part.
We're going to go buy that domain name tonight.
Carshit.com.
You probably own it.
That'd be you have a bunch of Florida men buying shit from you.
That's okay. Hey, their money spends.
Yeah, their money's as good as anyone else's.
So be on the lookout, everybody. Carshit.com coming your way. So I think we got it all, right? I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think so.
Nailed it.
So, hey, everybody.
Where's sweet Melissa? Pretty quiet. I don't hear the broad crocheting or nothing.
She was flying back. Actually, she'll be back in... actually, any minute, she'll be back. So she's been out of town.
Yeah, missed the show tonight.
So she might be listening in the car right now.
Could be. Hi, sweet Melissa.
Howdy. See you in a bit.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, nice. Is that the goodbye music? Or
for now.
That's our bumper music back bumper.
That's right.
At carshit.com.
All right, guys. Good show.
Good night.
See you guys.
Not bad. See ya.